Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Anna and the Angels Radio Show. It's my absolute pleasure to be with you. It's 9 p.m. here in the UK. I believe that's 1 p.m. Pacific, and it's still light. It's beautiful to have such long days, and we're already heading towards the summer solstice, which means that we'll be having the shortest day very soon. And this is actually going to be my last radio show, probably for about 6 weeks. I am off to California in 2 weeks today, so obviously I wouldn't be doing a show then. And 2 weeks after that, I will also be traveling and being with friends, so it would just be more difficult for me to connect with you. So I thought for the last show for a while, it would just be me so that I have a chance to talk with you about the angels' messages, about what's going on in my world and how we perhaps can help you. And a really huge topic that has been very much a part of the work that I've been doing for myself personally and professionally, and that is the ever important topic of self-love and acceptance. We'll be diving into a few different messages and my own personal experience based on actually on a video that I posted 2 weeks ago on my YouTube page and also my Facebook page that has really, you know, had beautiful responses, very moving responses, because, you know, there are many, many of us who are particularly struggling with the bodies that we're in. And I wanted to share my own personal experience with that. And I know that all of us have different reasons for perhaps not loving ourselves and accepting ourselves. But for those of you who perhaps haven't heard my story before, I'm not going to go into huge detail, but I will tell you that one of my biggest challenges in this lifetime, in my 34 years, has been my body and the way that it has perhaps been the, you know, the biggest reason for me not to love myself. Now, when we say self-love, I think sometimes people say, oh, but how can I really love myself? Does that mean I have to think I'm great all the time or really perfect? It depends what you really mean by that, because as, you know, divine beings, we are perfect as we are. And that is really the key to all of this. That as divine beings, we're perfect, that we are made perfect by God. And yet as human beings, we, after perhaps, you know, our first year or couple of years on the planet, We forget that because we have all kinds of experiences that make us feel separate from the love that we truly are. So, and you only have to look at a baby, a newborn baby, to really see that pure love and to know that they don't have any of those opinions. They're just, in the moment, they are knowing what they feel. They are expressing that through crying or, you know, movement. And they allow themselves to receive. They're very present. They are just beautiful beings of light. In fact, I feel like it's the closest, you know, the close experience of seeing or experiencing heaven is to really see a newborn baby like that, because there's such purity and the light that they have and the knowing that they have. Have you ever looked into a baby's eyes? It's like that they just completely know who they are and they know why they're here. And that is a reminder, really, to remember that it's not a case of, you know, one person is more special than the other, or, you know, oh, well, you know, that's okay because she was born into this experience or that experience. We all have challenges. And in fact, it's easy in our own journeys when we're getting caught up in our own fears, when we start to have opinions and comparisons form when we're perhaps at school or even younger. We've had experiences perhaps where other people have told us no, or that we're not good enough, or in some way from our parents where we're picking up on their beliefs, whatever it is. We all have some kind of challenge with that because we live in a society that really, you know, has a kind of warped sense of perfection, I believe. And it is my understanding that As human beings, really, our purpose is to love. We are that love. We are that joy. And that includes remembering who we are, which is love. And so, you know, people will often say, oh, I just wish I could, you know, I could really just get this whole self-love thing. I really wish I could just, you know, suddenly love myself. And, you know, me too. And I think sometimes you can have those aha moments, those moments which are real catalysts in life. But I also believe when people ask me about it, that self-love is a continual process. It's a journey. And that there may be, you know, some people on the planet who really feel like they do truly love themselves. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But it's also not something that we can just say, oh, yeah, I love myself, and that's fine. I believe that there are layers. I believe that there are moments where we get to really practice that. And so it's not just, oh, yeah, I'm going to love myself today. It's how we actually treat ourselves from moment to moment. Are we being kind to ourselves? Are we treating ourselves as we would somebody that we love? Now, it's a little bit of a paradox because people say, you know, you can only love someone as deeply as you love yourself. And I have to say, I agree with that because we're all reflections of each other. And so if you're wanting to deepen your relationship with other people, the best place to look, of course, is yourself, because anything that you're really experiencing within another is within you. And that's a really challenging thing to get your head around, but we can only change ourselves. That is the key here as well, to remember that we can't change other people. And so when we're feeling overwhelmed by our life circumstances or feeling really hurt, it's not to make ourselves feel bad, like, oh no, I must have attracted this. But it's about saying, okay, so how can I be kinder to myself in this moment? What is the gift in this experience? What am I being shown? And that doesn't happen, you know, instantly when we're being hurt. Of course, we're reactive a lot of the time, and we wouldn't be human if that didn't happen. But it's really the self-love, the self-compassion comes in that moment. It says, okay, so I'm having this experience. What can I do about it? What do I feel about it? How can I be kind to myself so that I can learn and grow from this situation? And perhaps sometimes that's just really having a good cry, or really saying, yeah, actually it's okay for me to feel angry that this situation happened. As you've heard me talk about before, I think a lot of the time for those on the spiritual path, which really, you know, I'm not sure I want to define it that way, because we're all spiritual, it's just that some people are more aware of that fact. That really, when we're on this path, or perhaps more aware than some people, you know, we can actually get into a lot of self-blame and like, oh, I should know better, or oh, you know, it's not spiritual for me to be really angry right now, or oh, it's okay, I'm supposed to love everyone, and so I'll just put up with that bad behavior. It's, you know, how is that loving to yourself? It really isn't. Love, it being loving is saying, okay, I'm doing the best I can. It's also saying that other people are doing the best they can, but really knowing that you don't have to put up with anything that makes you feel sad or bad or uncomfortable. Yes, it's an opportunity to look at the places in you that, you know, perhaps are feeling vulnerable and wounded, but you certainly don't have to put up with, you know, harsh behavior or big judgments because you think that that's more spiritual. In fact, I think the lesson for many of us in the term of earth angels, when we're really sensitive and we're light workers, is to actually realize that we don't have to be quote unquote doormats, that we can say no to less than happy and peaceful behavior, that we can say no when we want to. We can say yes to the things that we do want. That is a huge, huge thing that I would really recommend if you're wondering, how can I start to be more loving to myself? Is to really recognize, when I'm saying yes to something, do I really mean it? Would I really like to do that? Would I really like to have that? Would I really like to experience that? When I'm saying no, is that my truth? Do I really not want that? Am I not feeling that? Or am I, is it, Is there a possibility that perhaps I'm doing that to please other people? I know that sometimes it can be very challenging to say no when somebody wants help, for example, or they want you to do something that you're really uncomfortable doing. It's not an easy thing, but to me, that is a really huge, huge part of self-love because you're honoring your time, you're honoring your energy, and when you really spend time doing the things that you want to do, being with the people that you want to be with, that nurture you, that love you, that support you, you're saying, I'm worth it. I deserve that. That my energy, my time, my what I have to offer is worth me feeling really good. That as long as I feel good, then I can show up in the world and shine as brightly as I can. And that is service to the world. Because when we feel good, when we as individuals feel good, we inspire other people to do the same. And it isn't selfish. Of course, that doesn't mean saying, oh, I'm going to forget everyone else. But actually, I believe that when you're really being in that space of love for yourself and in that space of open-heartedness, you can't not be of service. You can't not share your love and your gifts and your joy. It's just it becomes an extension of who you are. And so rather than feeling guilty or bad about what you're doing or not doing, either change that or just change the way that you feel about it. Perhaps ask yourself some questions about, well, okay, so if I was to treat myself as a friend, would I say that to myself? I've perhaps spoken about this a few times on the radio, but I know it was probably a while ago. And that is, I have a practice with a couple of my friends quite often where I would say, well, would you say that to me? And most of the time, the answer is no, because if we're being harsh and, judgmental and, beating ourselves up for something that we did or didn't do, the likelihood is that we wouldn't say that to a friend, I'm assuming. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have that friend for very long. Okay, so, think of someone that you really love and care about. Perhaps it's your child or your pet even, because, most of the time, they're the ones that we would express that real gentleness and compassion and love towards, and really notice, would I treat them that way? And just start to say, well, how would I treat them? And notice yourself as that friend, because our job is not to be perfect human beings. Our job is not to, never have, a frustrated thought or a moment where we're like, oh, I wish that was different. Of course, we're going to have those moments. If you try to be perfect, then I can guarantee that you're going to fall at some point, and also that it's not real. So I would rather you say, oh, yeah, I had a challenging day. And most people that you speak to don't really want to speak to perfect human beings because they know that there's some part of you that's not being authentic. So it's not about, trying to have everything together, and it's not about feeling like you have to be a perfect human being to have that love or have that perfect job that you've always wanted, or, to have the home that you want, or whatever it is. It's about really just knowing that, oh yeah, I do deserve it because I'm a good person, that I have a lot to offer, that I deserve blessings as much as everyone else because I am one with God. I am God's child. And so therefore, if I believe everyone is a child of God or the child of the universe or whatever you want to say, then so am I. Why would I be separate from that? Why would, there be 7 billion other people on the planet and then me? Why would we separate ourselves from that if we believe that we are all one, or that we're all children of God, and that we're all loving? That why would we want to make ourselves different? Okay. God and the angels say that the biggest lie that we'll ever tell ourselves is that we're unlovable, that we are, unworthy and not deserving. It is a lie. It is an absolute lie, because and they say that there is no reason that we could give ourselves or them that would ever be reason enough for that, for us to be unworthy and unlovable and unworthy of their love, especially because they love us unconditionally. And yes, we all make mistakes, and some perhaps maybe seem, you know, bigger than others, or, you know, in context, you know, a really major situation. But in their eyes, we are holy, and we are doing the best that we can, and the most that we can do when we have those moments is to choose to really learn from those mistakes, to choose to decide that we're going to be more true to ourselves, which is to be true to love and peace, and to treat ourselves and each other with kindness. That is the lesson, right? Because there isn't a single human being on the planet who hasn't been rude or shouted or hurt someone at some time, really, because we all have lessons to learn, and we all have ways that we're trying to deal with this human experience. So self-love, what we're trying to say, is not about being a perfect human being. It's remembering that in truth we are divine beings, that we're doing the best that we can, and we can make choices every single day to be kind to ourselves, to notice how something feels, to really allow ourselves to follow our hearts and do what's important to us. That is a big element to self-love. It is about remembering, just as I said in that video, and by the way, if you want to check out the video I'm talking about, it's on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Anna Taylor Music Angel, and it's called Let's Get Real About Our Bodies. You can also look for it on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Anna Taylor 444, and there's the video from a couple of weeks ago. And I would really love to hear your comments about how you feel about your body, and certainly, as I just said, you know, in the last few moments, that, you know, our self-love is definitely not just based on our bodies, but it's certainly a big thing in the society that keeps us from thinking that we are, you know, perhaps worthy particularly of love, of the relationship that we desire, because we're basing ourselves on, you know, this certain perfection, or perhaps we feel like, you know, we can't be out in the world because we don't measure up to that, or that we don't have a certain level of intelligence that is quote unquote acceptable. It's really crazy how there's so much judgment about what success is and what beauty is. You know, you only have to look around and see the amazing, beautiful variety of people in our country, in the world. It's, you know, it's that it's really incredible. I think the most beautiful thing when I look at a person, I actually always notice their eyes, because I notice their soul in their eyes, and I am able to see their soul. But, you know, of course, I also have that really intuitive feeling that will tell me, yeah, I can see that, but I also feel there's something slightly off, or maybe I don't trust that person. And sometimes it's really hard for me because I really want to trust people. But sometimes it's my lesson to say, actually, I really need to listen to this, because, as we said, we don't have to be putting up with behavior that, you know, maybe not in integrity or perhaps harsher than we would like. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that whatever reason, whether it's, you know, your upbringing or your weight or the way that you look, or whether it's, you know, whether you are quote unquote successful, they all may be reasons or excuses that we give ourselves to not love ourselves, but they are all just reasons and excuses. They are not reasons for us to live our lives pushing away good. They are just their experiences, and they can be heard and validated, and it's very important to validate them. And I want to hear from you. I would love to hear how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your body, what self-love means to you, whether you do love yourself, especially in relation to your body, because that's my journey, and I really want to help change the perception of that. But, you know, to really understand that we are all on our journey, and we can't possibly be the same as every single person, because we're all from different families, different cultures. We're having different parents and experiences all the time, and our soul absolutely knows that we chose these experiences, including our body, to live our purpose, to learn what we needed to learn, to grow, to have fun, to meet the people that we were supposed to meet, and to have many, 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 many choices within those, you know, our free will as human beings, to learn more about love and who we are, to be love, to share love. And so in those moments when you're unsure of what's going on or how to be or what's happening, or, you know, even if what am I doing on the planet? Sometimes I say that to myself. It's just, you know, really connecting with your breath, taking a moment right now, breathing in and asking yourself, what would love do in this moment? What would love do? And just noticing the feeling in your belly, or perhaps the first thought that you get, or maybe it's even a vision. Just trusting that. Trusting even what you hear, if you're somebody that hears your intuition, hears your guidance, hears the angels. Just knowing that there is absolutely an answer available to you in that moment. What would love do? And it may not even seem very possible to you in that moment. It may not seem that it's, you know, oh, how can I do that as a human being? But it will remind you to perhaps shift your perspective, to bring you back to your center, and just to know that love, wherever you are, is present because you are love. And that maybe in your fear, in your overwhelm, in your anxiety, in your confusion, you're forgetting that. But the angels are ever present. God is ever present and want to remind you of the love that you are. And actually, you can ask the angels to help you to see yourself as they see you. Let's do that right now. If you're listening live or on archive, just ask the angels. Thank you, angels, for helping me to see myself as you see me. There is a beautiful archangel called Jophiel, and her name actually means beauty of God. She is fuchsia pink in color. And I call her the mood booster, the uplifter, because she helps us to see the beauty in our lives, in all things, and especially within ourselves. So if you are needing a boost of confidence, or you're wanting to feel better about yourself or your life, you can call on Jophiel to help you. And just notice, perhaps in the coming hours or days, maybe just having a different experience around yourself, because it doesn't have to be like a life-changing moment, like, oh, I'm never going to have a judgment, or I'm never going to have, you know, I'm never going to feel bad again. It's actually just knowing that, you know, one step at a time, you know, small steps can actually be very life-changing over a period of time. Maybe today you can just decide, oh, I'm just going to notice how I'm treating myself in this particular area of my life, and then make a decision to be kinder to yourself about it, whether that's your body or, you know, your decision that you're making. So I'm going to be kinder to myself. I'm going to be kind to myself as if I was having a conversation with someone I truly love. Okay. Now, talking of conversations and relationships and people, I asked some people on my Facebook page if they had a question for the angels, because I wanted to be able to share a couple of angel messages for people before we go. And I just looked at the time and we already only have 5 minutes of the show. But sometimes when I'm talking about this topic, I get so passionate, and so I can really feel the love of the angels that I almost forget what I'm doing. So you have to excuse me for that. But I'm not apologizing, because it's something that is is very important. And actually, that's another big thing. Don't apologize for who you are. Don't apologize for what you share. Unless you're really hurting someone, then of course you may want to apologize. But don't be apologetic for you. Don't be apologetic for the truth that you have and the truth that you have to offer. Because those who really want to listen will listen. And those who don't, it's okay. There are plenty of other people on the planet. Okay, so let's see. Louise Gibbs says, my relationship has ended suddenly and I just don't know where to go from here. I have lost all enjoyment in life. Please advise me, Anna and the angels. I'm so sorry to hear that, Louise. It's very, very difficult when relationships change, isn't it? And they're showing me that the thing about it is and your sense of, when you say your sense of enjoyment is that you're very much a person who wants to feel like you have a home, like you have a sense of family, like you have that security. And when that, you know, that relationship ended, you feel like you don't have that anymore, and it's making you feel very unsafe. So I do ask you that if you feel unsafe, and particularly like, you know, you're not coping, then please do reach out for help from a counselor or a doctor. It's very important that you do that. But they're also saying to really acknowledge your feelings, that it's okay, and that it is, you know, it's bound to be very challenging. So the last thing that you want to do is squash that down. So please do get some help before that you suddenly decide, oh, I need to connect to my joy. They're also saying that it's very important for you to clear the space that you're in and to clear your energy, because as this relationship ended, there, you know, there's been a lot of pain around it, and also I feel you know, some really toxic, angry energy on both sides, and or whether it's anger or frustration or whatever, but it's literally affecting your body. It feels like I want to throw up. I can feel it all whirling around in your stomach. And so what I would suggest that you do is, first of all, ask Archangel Michael to clear your energy. I'm just going to ask him right now for you, whether you're listening live or on the archive. I'm just going to ask him to clear your energy, Louise, of any of this pain and any energy attached to your ex and to whatever's been happening recently in your romantic life. Just breathe out and just letting it go, letting Michael help you. And I'm going to ask him to continue to help you even when this radio show is finished. Ask him to fill you up with his bright white healing light. And also I ask that you, you know, maybe take some time either tonight or tomorrow in the next couple of days to have what I would suggest is a sea salt bath or an Epsom salt bath to clear your energy, to clear your space, because that is another form of doing what we just did with Michael. And it will help you to energetically disconnect from, you know, all of the stuff, all of the pain around, you know, what was said and what was done, so that you can still feel your feelings, but that you're not so connected to all of the events and all of the situations around it. They do show me that you have a really creative side, or that perhaps it's really important for you to express that, because they're showing me the sign of creativity, which I often see as color or a palette of color, and a book. And you don't have to read a book or paint a picture, but creative, because when you're creative, even if it's a way to express your pain, it helps you to have an outlet for that pain. And it can be really beautiful, even if it's for yourself to read or share. It's a way of it letting the pain come out of you rather than kind of keeping it trapped in. They're showing me even you taking perhaps some sort of art class or some sort of class where you can connect with others to really nurture yourself right now. Okay, so it's only a minute to go. So I don't actually have any time for things, but I'm going to send love to Donna Jean, who's also said that she's feeling really depressed right now. Also to Richard, who wants to take care of his relationship. I just want you to know that you're all in my prayers, and every single one of you listening, knowing that there's no time or space, that we are all connected. And whenever you listen, we are all sending love, because we're all experiencing this moment right now. It's the only moment that we have. So I want to spend this time sending you a blessing, asking that 100,000 angels bless you right now and through the time before we meet again on the radio in probably 6 weeks' time. Have a beautiful summer, everyone. If you're on the southern hemisphere, of course, enjoy your winter. I'll speak to you at the end of July. Much love to you. Bye-bye.